Hello everyone, you welcome to a new year, you welcome to 2023. We at This and That Podcast are excited to have you. It's been an amazing year so far, and it's still early days in 2023, but so far it's been amazing, and I just hope your new year and then, you know, first 2 weeks of 2023 is going amazing as well. I am here to announce the theme for This and That Podcast in 2023. Last year, we thrived on the theme, Our Year of Relationships, and this year, I've really taken my time off. Honestly, I took time off to really rest and come up clearly and to really have a fair idea of what I really want us to pursue in this new year. So today being the 14th of January, we officially start 2023 on This and That Podcast. Last week, Adora Maduka, you know, Everything Relatable, did her thing with New Year and everything. And that was a beautiful episode. And our friends and the family in Nigeria, I want to say Happy New Year to you all. And it's love and vibes having you on board. So I officially welcome you to 2023, as I said. And this year, our theme is going to be Our Year of Flexibility. Our Year of Flexibility. I want to read a few things and give a context when I mean flexibility, because sometimes, you know, you can see certain things and it can be taken out of context. But I really want to throw more light on my word flexibility. So when we say flexibility in the layman sense, it is simply the ability of joints and series of joints, or joints or series of joints, to move through an unrestricted pain-free range of motion. So it really talks about when you take certain turns or movement through an unrestricted pain-free range of motion. So if you look at our arms, our wrist, it is flexible because it can, you know, take unrestricted movements, and it has its own free range. So this year, we're really going to focus on building ourselves to be very useful in every space that we find ourselves in. And we're going to, you know, do a lot. And I have my schedules planned for the year with regards to this podcast. And lest I forget, we are now available on Purple. And the year started on a beautiful note for us. Already, we have two of our series running there. We have Overcoming Passive Aggressiveness on Pebble, and also Stretch Marks as well. But from now on, every episode release would be on Pebble as well. I'm thinking of releasing it on Pebble first before it comes on all listening platforms, but we're going to see how that goes. So as I said, this year is going to be our year of flexibility. So 2023 is our year of flexibility. And by the end of the year, we look at really building ourselves to be useful in every space we find ourselves in. We don't need to, you know, box ourselves in situations and circumstances that will make us redundant. You get it? We need to make ourselves indispensable when it comes to, you know, our life. And because there are places and spaces we're going to find ourselves all through this year. And this year is not going to be the first time, but it's always been like that. There are times you find yourself in certain areas and aspect that you just feel like, I should have learned it. I should have known that I should be able to do this. But you are given the task, the job, and you just flop. But this year, we're really going to build ourselves in all of those areas when it comes to finances, when it comes to, you know, health, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to, you know, just people. Like, we're going to look at how to really do well and not, you know, be redundant or be a liability in the space you find yourself in. By the end of the year, we're going to make sure we become indispensable at whatever space we find ourselves, being it at work, at school, at church, in your friend group. You need to really do a few things, like, you know, you need to keep learning, you need to embrace change, you need to stay current, you need to be reliable and trustworthy, you really need to collaborate, you need to build relationships. You need to be flexible, as I've said, and you need to speak up. And last but not least, you really need to exceed expectations. So that is what I have in my note today. I want to share briefly with you. So in order for you to be indispensable, it is quite simple. We're going to go into it one after the other. We're going to pick, I'm going to start a new series from next week. I'm going to pick them one by one, but I'm just going to run it through you quickly. So the first thing we're going to look at is for you to keep learning. In order for you to be flexible and fit in every space you find yourself in, you need to keep learning. The second thing is you need to embrace change. The third point is you need to stay current. The fourth point is you need to be reliable and trustworthy. The fifth point is you need to collaborate. Sixth point is you need to build relationships. The seventh point is you need to be flexible. Eighth point, you need to speak up. Ninth point, you need to exceed expectations. And the final point we're going to share is you need to take opportunity. So from next week, we're going to start a series and take them one after the other and then, you know, debrief and broaden our scope on how to be flexible in whatever space we find ourselves in. But before I go, I can't just come on here and then leave you empty-handed. I love to always be practical. So as we enter a new year, I just want to give you just 5 points to carry into this new year that, you know, you wouldn't be wasted as we look forward to God coming through for us, as we look forward to, you know, being better people. These are a few thoughts I want to share with you as we go into a new year, or as we've entered a new year. Today is, we are seeing the early stages. We have a lot of days to cover. So it's not late if I say Happy New Year, actually. So a few things that I would suggest you carry along with you all through 2023 is you do the things you love very often. Believe you me, you need to do the things you love to do often. The second thing is that you need to let go of people or situations that drain you. This point, please make it a priority that in this new year, you're going to do away or let go of people or situations that really drain you. Anything that drains you, please let it go. It's not worth it. The third point is sometimes you need to, you know, get uncomfortable to get comfortable. So you need to be uncomfortable to get comfortable. What that simply means is that if there is going to be a short-term discomfort or any uncomfortable situation that in the long term will bring comfort, sign up for it. Yep, I said that. Sign up for anything that would, you know, give you just minimal uncomfortableness. Like you're going to be uncomfortable, but it's just going to be a short while. It's going to be short-lived. If it is worth it, sign up for it and then enjoy your comfortability. The fourth thing I want to leave you with is wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. So take into consideration where you put your energy and where you invest your energy, because sometimes we are too big on where we invest our energy. Your energy simply goes hand in hand with your attention. So wherever your attention is, wherever your focus is, wherever your eyes are, that is where your energy flows. So be a good steward and take good care of your energy. Anything that will drain you, as I've said, let go of it. The final thing that I'm going to leave you with as we walk into 2023 is if you change your mindset, you will change your life. Yep, if you change your mindset, how you see things, how you think about situations, how you assess issues. If you change your mindset, you will change your life. So I'm going to leave you with this for you to ponder upon. And God willing, next week, we're going to start a brand new series that I'm very much excited about on flexibility. But before I sign out, I just want to remind you once again that we are now available on Purple. You can check it out. Try Purple on Apple Store and then Google Play Store as well. It's still available on all digital platforms. Follow us on Instagram at _thisandthatpodcast. It's always nice coming your way. It's our year of flexibility. Just go out there and show love to people. Be useful in whatever environment you find yourself. My name is Samuel Intiri, and I sign out. Love you all.